Of your pain, the healer will give you peace. So thank God for, thank you God, the sanctuary. Thank you for my place of rest and peace. I rest in you now.
Let us pray along with the room.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. You are listening to KMaxGospel.com, the Morning Inspiration Show. We are glad that you have tuned in, and we are getting ready to start another journey today of the worship of God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. How great thou art.
Well, I don't have to say it again. It is my favorite. You know, there's a song that says, when I think about the goodness of the Lord, all he's done for me. Well, I take that for a while, but not. The great God comes out of me. It's not so much when I think about the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for me, but when I think about the badness of me, and how good God has. I wish I had about two people in the house, just about two. I know that I'm not what I ought to be. I know that I'm not what I'm even supposed to be. But there's one thing I do know, that God has been so good. Have I got a witness in the house? I said he's been so good that he's taken my badness and put it into his greatness. And so I'm not what I used to be. And I'm thanking him that I'm becoming what I ought to be. I wish I had about four people in the house who knows what I'm talking about. So great is the Lord. I said, great is the Lord. I said, great is the Lord. I said, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And I praise him. Like David who wrote it, I've been young, now I'm growing old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, seed beg for bread. He's just good. I said he's good. Say it. Say it. Come on, let's worship the Lord tonight. Will you worship the Lord with us tonight?
Holy, thou art worthy to be praised. is holy today. Declares, be still and know that I am God. Thou art God. Come on, help us worship the Lord in this place. Thou art. Do you know the Lord is holy tonight? And besides me, there is none other. Thou art. Will you help us worship Him? Come on, just worship Him. Come on, just worship Him. Just worship Him. If you know He's great. If you know He alone is God, come on, worship Him all over the sanctuary. All over the sanctuary. Worship the Lord tonight. Worship Him tonight. He is God. Give Him your worship tonight. Give it to Him tonight. Can you say that? He alone. He alone. Some people that know without you, I am nothing. Do I have any worshipers that can say that tonight? Without Him. Lift your hands to Him tonight. He alone is worthy. He deserves the worship. He deserves the honor. He deserves the praise. He deserves the glory. I've tried others, but I've discovered without God, I am nothing. I am nothing. Come on, worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. He's great tonight. He's worthy tonight. I am nothing. I am nothing. Without, 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 without. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Thou art mighty. Thou art holy. Thou art worthy. Yeah. To be worship the Lord? Come on and worship him. Do you know he's great? Do you know he's great tonight? I need to see people worship him. He's the King of Kings. Usher in his presence. Come on, usher in his presence. Forget all about yourself. Forget about your neighbor. Just usher in the presence of the Lord. Talk to him tonight about how great he is. He is holy. And besides him, there is none other. I need you to worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him.
Reverend Milton Brunson and the Thompson Community Choir with I Guess You're Wondering. We are here today at K-Max Gospel, grateful to have another opportunity to give God praise, to give God the glory. We thank God mightily for bringing us through another week. of whatever you were going through, whether it's been a good week, bad week, guess what? It's Sunday and it's a new week to start. And God, we just thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and to see a new, brand new day. So God, we thank you today. We had just had a call in, you know, our prayer warriors are on staff. We are here in the studio with our prayer warriors, and we would like to lift up Brother Maurice Warner. Okay. Brother Maurice Warner, please, all our prayer warriors, lift him up this morning. He has committed himself into, some people don't know the story behind mental illness. And if you cannot gather your thoughts and you feeling nervous and you panic attacking and you doing different things, you know, sometimes we have to follow the rules and follow the steps. This is a man of God that has been attacked for years. When I tell you, years of different situations, but we come against the enemy right now, and we know that God can do anything but fail. So God, we put Maurice Warner in your spirit today. We ask that he decrease himself, you increase in him right now as he commits himself into a facility today, Lord God. We thank you that he understands that he cannot take care of his sons without having a sound mind. So with that being said, we just thank you today, God, for people knowing when it's time, when it's time to make a move, and when it's time to make a step. So we thank you today. We thank you today, oh God, for everything that you've done. So we just ask everyone that is listening up under the sound of my voice to please put him in your prayers. Please put him in your prayers right now, because we're thanking God for the mighty things that he does and the mighty things that he continues to do. As we have our inspirational K-Max nugget coming this morning from Evangelist Monica Waters. Good morning, Pastor Waters. I am great. I was just sharing with the listening audience that we have a brother that has been dealing with mental illness. Mental illness is real in this world, and he has two sons and just decided this morning that, well, last night, that he would take something that was not agreeable in his body. So we're asking God to touch him as he commits himself into a facility this morning. The depression is real.
It's real.
So give us a nugget today, Evangelist Waters. We thank you for partnering with us, and it seems like at just the right moment, you seem to call in every time. That's why I thank God for bringing you in the midst of K-Max Gospel, because this is what we do. This is why we're here. We are here to encourage and put a hold around people that need us in this time and moment.
Of course. And it's amazing that you say that this morning, you know, about the young man, and we pray for him and we'll keep him lifted in prayer, because today the nugget is stop waiting for tomorrow and do it today.
My Lord.
Tomorrow, we can't substitute tomorrow for today. Today is here now, so now that he's going to go ahead on and do something further, today is here now. Why wait tomorrow for what you can do today? God said that he'll be there. He never leave or forsake us. You can't change tomorrow for today. Today is not going to change, and tomorrow is not going to be the same as today. So we have to do today for today. We have to stop putting off things that we need to do today for tomorrow. For tomorrow is not promised, but today is here right now. So why would you wait tomorrow for what you can do today, for what you should do today, for what God already told you to do today, for what God has already confirmed, for what God has confirmed, nobody else can reaffirm. If God has confirmed it, it's time to do it today.
My Lord.
If you said you were going to do it today, do it today. If you thought about doing it today, do it today. For it's not your intuition, but it is God's confirmation that must line up with affirmation. So now is the time to do it. Don't put off nothing else that you were going to do for next week, next month, next year. But do it today, because today is here now, but tomorrow is not promised. That's the week's nugget for this week.
We thank you, Evangelist Waters, for coming in and entrusting the word to be spread over the airwaves of this radio station. We thank you today for calling in, and have a great and prosperous worship service this morning.
Have a blessed day and a blessed week.
Thank you so much. That was our partner, and we just ask that you pray right now and lift up as we go in with Reverend James Moore. I will trust in the Lord.
Louder! Trusting in the Lord, just wave your hand. In the Lord, you got to hang on in there anyhow. Can I get a witness in here? In the Lord, wait a minute. In the Lord, bring it down one more time. In the Lord, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. If I had Frank Williams here tonight, he would come on down and he would tell you, he would say, in the Lord, yeah. He would say, in the Lord, yeah. Y'all don't like this tonight. And, Frank would tell you, when I was sick, the Lord touched my body. We don't have him here tonight, but we got James Moore here. And I can tell you, God been good to me. He made a way out of no way. In the Lord. Come on, choir. In the Lord. In the Lord. Can you help us say in the Lord? In the
Paul McClure, Jesus, We Love You. Before that, Reverend Clay Evans, The Air Mass Choir. I have a little quote or a little story that I want to say, because right now my spirit is with my brother and everybody else that is going through. Mental illness is real. The struggle is real. Your friends, your family, some of the things that if you see some signs that are not right with depression, if they're unactive, unsociable, I mean, that is a cry out. So with people crying out like that, we need to be the encouragers. We need to be, if they need to go get help, go get help. If you need it, what do you need from me? How can I help you? Because that's what God would do. But listen, Jesus said a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. When he fell into the hands of robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, religious leader, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan was suspicious of each other. They came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds and took him to an inn and took care of him. Jesus said, go and do likewise. This is what the Lord asks of you. Only this, to act justly, to the love tenderly, and to walk humbly with your God. So we have to be here for our family, our friends, people that we don't even know. It is our responsibilities as people in Christ, as saved people that walk the walk and talk the talk of God daily. And we walk with God and we listen to his messages, because guess what? People need to hear. People need to hear. Keep the prayer requests coming in. We are praying for Charles Bulger this morning. We are praying for Tijuana Smith this morning, the passing of her mother. She's still grieving, still out. And we just want to just say prayers for all of our families and people that are going through right now. This is Reverend C.L. Fairchild with Showers of Blessing right here on KMAX Gospel, the Morning Inspiration Show.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to give God thanks tonight by just singing.
I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could care half as much. Yet you thought my soul was worth it. So you gave your only
me
rearrange,
marvelous.
You set me free.
Todd Dulaney, your great name. Before that, Walter Hawkins, Marvelous, right here on KMAX Morning Inspiration. I just cannot get off of the subject of mental illness and family, friends. Please, you know, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is self-seeking, it is easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. That's Corinthians 13:4-8 from the NIV version. And if you think about it, we have to just continuously pray together for everyone. I can tell you of a situation, even of myself, that happened 14 years ago, before me and my husband were married. And good morning, husband, because I know you're listening, Mr. Samuel Wise. But I was in a hole of loss for at least 6 to 8 months before my husband and I started dating. And that hole, you know, of depression, it affected my children. It affected my oldest son. He had to step up and be the man. It was just horrible. Panic attacks. You know, and the first thing, a panic attack is horrible. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Prayerfully to God, I don't have any enemies, but I don't wish that on anyone. And for someone that is so close to you, and even if they're not close, we've had suicides this week from two celebrities that, you know, you look at them and you think, oh, they got everything together. Everything is good. But, you know, all money and all the riches and all the glory, you can have all of that and still be an unhappy person. Even if you don't have God in your life, you can be an unhappy person. So get a relationship with God. Pay attention to your children. Pay attention to your siblings. Pay attention to everyone that's in your circle. I don't have a big circle. My circle is small. I thank God for that. That's my choice. But I think my circle is small because you can encourage and grasp your circle when it's small, and you know that your small circle are people that love you and care for you, and they're there for you in any way possible. I mean, this, the platform that God has given to me and my husband and different areas, and my producer Daryl, and you just don't know some of the serious talks that we have that I have to talk to and bring me through. So if we're all accountable for our circle, so let's keep our circle bound in Jesus and just let him know, keep us covered. Keep your hedge of protection around us so that we may see the good and even the bad, so that we can help and encourage the ones that are going through the bad. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Here's Martha Muzzini with Favor of God, right here on KMAX Gospel, the Morning Inspiration.
Let's go!
I love. Love. don't you leave. Go on home and don't you and your sister moan.
That was Diane Renee, He Promised Me Forever. More before that, a classic from Aretha Franklin, Mary, Don't You Weep, right here on KMAX Gospel Morning Inspiration. And we are talking about mental illness. And, you know, I even thought about on the break of the children that have committed suicide. Look at how many shootings we've had at the schools that are going on, lives just being taken for what? From people bullying you, making you feel that you are less than what you are. But you're not. If you don't have a relationship with God, the only thing you have to do is confess with your mouth that He is Lord. I accept You as my Lord and Savior. You're saved. And reach out. God will cover you. He will cover you and protect you. I have a very, very, very awesome person in the studio that just walked in this morning, Pastor Carl. And I am so, Maurice is just in my spirit so heavily right now. I don't know what phase they are in, if they've even gotten him in yet, but I just want him to come on and say some words about the mental illness and about the things that we've been dealing with in the weeks with the kids killing. And it's just been so much disarray in our lives. And like I said, our circle is small because we choose for our circle to be small. But our ministry is huge.
Absolutely.
And we're accountable for looking at the different signs and the different things that you can see in mental illness.
Absolutely.
It's around.
Absolutely. Good morning, Saints. Good morning, Saints. It's a pleasure to be here with you all this morning. With regards to mental illness and ministry, I think as it relates to ministry, we can be dismissive sometimes of the state that people are in, and we will use holy and sanctified words to attempt to lift people up, and sometimes words are good. It's good. It's good to endeavor to give people hope, but sometimes people need more than hope. They need help.
Yes.
I spent a lot of time with my colleagues who don't have clinical backgrounds, who don't have the capacity, the psychological backgrounds to deal with some of their congregants. And I tell people all the time, when you get to a point in counseling with people and you recognize that their need is greater than what you're equipped to do, be responsible and refer them out, because you are sometimes playing with people's lives.
Yes.
And it's critical that as believers, we recognize when someone is going through, and then we exercise maturity and the wisdom to refer them to the necessary sources that they could benefit from in terms of
absolutely.
Help. And sometimes it includes prayer, which is what we are going to do today.
Yes.
And sometimes it literally involves telling the individual, get in my car, let me take you to where you need to be, such as I understand is happening today.
Yes.
And there's nothing unspiritual or unscriptural about getting help.
My thing is, this brother is not a babe in Christ.
Right.
He is in Christ, solid for Christ, has been for as long as I've known, which has been over 12 years.
Right.
But what happened this morning, I don't know.
Right.
From my understanding, he probably took something last night that didn't agree.
Right.
Don't know what. Depressed. He was depressed and just mentally feeling like he's not the man or father that he should be right now. Mm-hmm. He's not in his sacred place right now.
Right.
So he's just, this morning, it just all just, it's, you know, I don't even know the severity of it, but I do know that right here in this KMAX Gospel Studio, we can pray.
Absolutely.
And we can uplift him.
Absolutely.
Even if he can't hear us.
Absolutely.
Our prayers will availeth much.
Absolutely.
To cover him.
Absolutely.
Because he has five children and they need their father. And you know, sometimes mental illness dips down. Even if your children are going through something and they see daddy going through something, then that's going to affect. You know?
Right.
So I just wanted you to pray.
Well, let's,
if we can this morning.
Absolutely.
And with our listeners and anybody that is going through, feel free, if you need prayer, we're praying. all day without ceasing. But you can call us at 213-292-7601 or hit us on kmaxgospel@gmail.com. Leave your name, leave your number if you want prayer after this. You know, this is just, we're on 24/7.
Absolutely.
But we are here on the show right now, and today has just been a great day. I'm glad Pastor came in when he did so that we can pray for you in your state, whatever it is.
Absolutely. Just before we pray, it's interesting how this day started for me. With looking over the life of my best friend, too, and then getting another call this morning for somebody else who was going through a situation.
See.
And I actually left them, that when I left them yesterday, they were doing well. And I got a call this morning alerting me that things aren't well, something is going on. It seems as though our culture, our society right now is under attack.
Yes.
And we are being inundated on every side. But we serve a mighty God, a God who is able and capable. If we allow ourselves, if we will place ourselves in His hands, He will lift us and He will keep us. He will shield us from the assault that seems to be taking place now. So right where you are, wherever you are, let's pause for a moment and let's turn to God. Gracious God, we thank You for this day. Father, we thank You for this opportunity on this beautiful day to offer ourselves to You.
Yes, Lord.
Father, to receive, O Lord God, the help, O Lord, that You promise us. For Lord, You declare in Your word, O Lord God, that if we would but call on Your name, O Lord God, You would hear us, O Lord God, and answer our prayers. So Father, we come today, O Lord God, lifting up loved ones, lifting up friends, O Lord God. We call them by name now, O Lord God. I call out Aaron, O Lord God. I call out Charles this morning, O Lord God. Father, I call out Maurice this morning, O Lord. Father, I call out families, O Lord God. I call out our president this morning, O Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, I ask, O Lord God, that right where everyone stands this morning, right where we sit, where we lay this morning, Father, wherever we are, Lord God, that You would step right in, O Lord God, and first declare that You are here, O Lord God, that You are with us, that You've not left our side, O Lord. That Father, any need, any burden, Father, that we have today, O Lord God, You invite us to cast on You, and so, Lord, we do it now. Father, for those who are going through states of depression, Lord God, we lay them before You, O Lord God. Father, for those who are going through, Father, difficult times in their lives, who are facing homelessness, O Lord God, who are facing divorce, O Lord God, who are facing debt right now, O Lord God. Father, we lay them before You, O Lord God, and we ask, be attentive, O Lord God, to their lives.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we know that there's nothing more powerful than presence.
Yes.
And so, Father, we ask for Your presence, not only in their lives, but in our lives. And, Father, we know, Lord God, if we have Your presence, Father, You'll give us Your power.
My Lord.
Father, You'll give us Your power to talk right.
Yes.
Father, You give us Your power, Lord God, to walk right. Father, You give us Your power to love right and to live right, O Lord God.
Jesus.
So, Father, on this day, Father, every care, every burden we lay before You. And then, Father, not just laying burdens before You, but we ask, O Lord, for a hedge of protection.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for those who are going through assaults, O Lord God, both in the physical and in the spiritual, O Lord God. Father, we ask for covering this morning, O Lord God, on our family members, on our friends, O Lord God. Father, on our fellow church members, O Lord God. Father, we ask for a covering over the leaders of our nation, O Lord God, and even our nation itself. Father, we ask for a covering over our communities, O Lord God, over our homes, over our jobs.
Yes.
Father, over our bank accounts, O Lord God.
Jesus.
On this day, Father, we need You.
Yes, we do.
Father, we invite You, O Lord God.
Yes, we
do. To step in, O Lord God, in ways that we did not anticipate and or expect. Father, I'm reminded this morning that just before You caused the children of Israel, Lord God, to leave Egypt, O Lord God, Father, You caused them to turn around according to Your word, so that Pharaoh might think, O Lord God, that they were trapped. But Father, You declared, O Lord God, that what You sought to do, O Lord God, was to show Yourself strong, to show how powerful You are, O Lord God, to show, O Lord God, how even in the bleak circumstances of life, O Lord God, You still get victory.
Yes.
So Father, today, O Lord God, we proclaim it, and we claim it in our lives.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we claim victory right now. We claim victory in our lives. We declare it in our friends' lives. We declare it in our families' lives. Father, we declare it in our homes, O Lord God, in our churches, O Lord God. Father, on our jobs, O Lord God. And Father, even right now, we declare victory in the life of Maurice, O Lord God, right where he is, O Lord God. Do Your work, O Lord God. Father, we declare these things, and we leave ourselves and our cares and our burdens at Your altar, O Lord God. We leave them there, O Lord God, for You to fix.
Yes.
And Father, from this prayer, O Lord God, we surrender.
Yes, Lord.
And we declare, Lord, we won't worry. We won't fret ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
But Father, we'll trust you in your leading and your guiding us from this day forward. We pray it now in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. That just blessed my soul. And overturn, I know the listeners, overturn. It has messed.
Yes.
It has blessed us.
Yes.
This is L.A. Mass Choir Grace on KMAX Gospel Morning Inspiration with Pastor Carl.
Thank you. where I would be. I'd be like a ship tossed to and fro, without a sail, if it wasn't for God's grace.
The shadows come. Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion. And I know he watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches. And I know he watches me.
He watches me.
His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches.
I know he watches.
Try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought I would die, but ain't stronger than the one who came and laid down his life.
And I got more to supply. But the young me can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright.
Karen Hawthorne, before that, His Eye is on the Sparrow with Lauryn Hill, Tanya Blount on KMAX Gospel Morning Inspiration. Listen, today has been an awesome show. I thank you all for listening. I thank Pastor Carl for coming in with me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And I just want to say a quote, and I'm going to let him take us out. But listen, KMAX Gospel, download, like, share, let everybody know, 24/7 gospel listening, and you can listen to us every Sunday morning on the Morning Inspiration Show from 9 to 11 every Sunday. When you kneel down to God, He stands up for you, and when He stands up for you, no one can stand against you. Pastor Carl.
Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, O Lord God, to be witnesses to this world. Father, we leave our listeners now. Father, we leave the air for now. But Father, we entrust everyone who is listening. Father, everyone who is walking today into your hands, O Lord God. And Father, we ask, O Lord God, that in their lives, O Lord God, you would have your way. Now, Father, we know you're up to something. Mm-hmm. And Father, we look expectantly for what you're about to do in this day and in the days to come. Mm-hmm. Father, we leave ourselves, our friends, our families in your perfect care. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Have a great week, and remember, we love you. KMAX Gospel, Morning Inspiration. Felicia Wise, signing off for now with Pastor Carl. Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Have a great week, people.
We'll have our second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. every day. He's right there when we call. In Him is where my strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the skies. Only He can save my life, and only He can hear my cry. I wanna thank You, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing Your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day. Life every day, some things don't go.